There's a story from the Chinese tradition. It was actually Saint Master Hua, the abbot of City of 10,000 Buddhas. He passed away now, but and then his teacher, Master Su Yun, Empty Cloud, and he lived to a very old age. He died when he was 120, and a great meditation teacher, leader of communities, built monasteries. One of the things he also did was do pilgrimages, and these three steps, one bow pilgrimage. He did three steps, one bow across China. I don't know how long it took. Can't remember how long it took. It's not a lot. It's not a short distance. But anyway, there was at one point in time he was traveling. Not on a three steps on dual pilgrimage, but he was traveling. So he was on a bus, and China was going through a long period of civil war, civil strife, this particular day, then their bus was attacked by bandits, and he was sitting on the bus with the other passengers, and bandits get on, bandits start relieving the passengers of their money and valuables, and then they got to him, and they're a bit uneasy and sort of said, sorry, venerable sir, we won't be bothering you, and sorry, this is a bit uncomfortable, and so we respect you as a monk, and kind of wish for your safety, and then he just made a simple statement and sort of said, well, if you really believe that and meant that, you would give back what you've just taken from these other people and give it back to them. And if you really actually respected me, that's what you would do. And that's what they did. I'm sure they felt really good. What the heck happened there? But it was something more like the power of Barmy. He didn't sort of berate them it's just sort of like made a simple statement of, if you really had respect to the Triple Gem and to practitioner of the Buddha, then you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. So his commitment to sila, his barami and sila, was enough to transform others.